Monday, August 19th. Today at 8 a.m. was my soon-to-be kindergartner, Bodie's, registration for after-school classes, programs, whatever you want to call it. And they let us know that potentially by 8:01, some things might be full. So this is like one of those mad dashes, like when Jay-Z concert goes on sale. So, you know, you get prepared and you have your computer and phone and it's like every device ready to click in. And we actually weren't going that crazy about it because, you know, he's in kindergarten and like we don't want to get into the habit of overscheduling. So we're like, all right, we'll pick one. Right, one day, something he'll be excited about, something on one of the days where his nanny's not around, so it's another, you know, hour or whatever of childcare, and we'll hopefully get into our first one, but if not, we'll list like four or five that we kind of think are cool. So 8 a.m. comes, we're ready. The server like crashes because everyone is doing, I guess, exactly what we're doing. But, you know, we don't know the server crashes at this point. We're just like, can't log in. I'm like, it must be the server. You know, 8:10 goes by. We still can't get in. 8:20. Finally, you get an email from the school being like, the server's down. Hold on. We'll tell you when it's back up. So now we have to sit there and keep doing it. And then like a half hour later, they say, all right, this isn't fair. We're going to have to postpone this and do it a different day and a different time. So that is still TBD, but that's not even the point. The point is, holy shit, the after-school programs at these that Bodie's elementary school offers are, at least on paper, really phenomenal. Like the one that we want him to do, our first choice is like something called BitBots, which is essentially like engineering, but they also have like a Lego robot thing. They have piano, they have guitar, they have acting, they have farm to table cooking, which is on our list. They have some sports, soccer, basketball, they have karate, they have arts and crafts, they have science, they have explorers. Like, I don't know. And then I saw some of the listings for the older kids. Like, these are just the ones that are available for kindergartners, but like for second, third grade, fourth grade, they have like podcasting, they have young entrepreneurs. Like, it's awesome stuff. Anyway, I was really blown away by those options. I mean, I hope that, you know, they are actually as good as they sound on paper, but it's cool. I mean, the idea that he can potentially, you know, every Tuesday afternoon, instead of coming home or doing whatever we do, can go like right to another room in his building and just go do like learn about engineering and building stuff and how stuff is made and functions. It seems like really awesome. Anyway, just wanted to share that with you. I wonder if is this like a cool, really good school in Brooklyn thing, or is like everyone down with this stuff? Because I don't remember having too much after school programming when I was growing up, other than, you know, elsewhere outside of school going to play my sports. That's it.